I was talking to my boyfriend.
You were talking to your boyfriend, Larry.
No, would you not? You're not even amusing.
You know what? This comes from another podcast where there's an elder gentleman who does a podcast called Big Fatty, and he can never remember anyone's name, so he always calls them Larry. So everyone that listens to his show, he just calls Larry. So that's actually where that joke is from.
Nobody who listens to this show listens to that show.
I disagree with you. There's at least three people in our raid team that listen to that show. So they're all laughing hysterically right now.
Okay.
All right. Well. So anyway, so you were talking to Larry.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's an elder gentleman who does a podcast.
Nobody listens to that show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3167 of the BFO for Fall Right Day, the 27th of March, 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day and maybe a voice letter or two. Big Fatty. Hello, surprises. Big Fatty, are we having a surprise? Well, y'all, my camera, you know, when my camera's on the front porch in the back of the villa, when somebody walks by, it sends a little message to me. And so, y'all, it showed that somebody had been picked up on my front porch camera. Y'all, I went outside, and y'all, sticking out underneath my mat, on the front porch was this little piece of paper. Y'all, it's about the size of a square of toilet paper. By the way, y'all, I don't know if you saw this on the Twitter or not, but Jay the Haunt Cub broke his toilet. Anyway, it says turn me over, and y'all, so I and so I turned it over. And y'all, this is in handwriting, and it says parking ticket, and it's got a little heart, and it says stand tall and be your own unique self, heart, $18. And then they drew a little barcode. But y'all, I went back to look at the camera, and y'all, it was a little child here in the neighborhood who I think it's the same little girl that brings my newspaper up and puts it on the porch from day to day. But y'all, it's just little kind, kind little things like that. And y'all, I noticed that a lot on my nipple walks, a lot of the houses that have children in them, the children are drawing pictures, and instead of putting them on the refrigerator, they're putting them on the front door of their houses, and all the children are drawing little things on the sidewalk with the chalk. Oh, Big Fatty, can we go out and draw also? No, I don't think so. Well, Big Fatty, how about Baron Frosty? Maybe Mr. Cackle can go out and draw pictures with his brown squirt gun butt. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today, for right day. And y'all, he does a little show. I've met this person, I think, a couple of times out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he does the little show called Secretly Timid. And y'all, it's Secretly Timid John. Big Fatty, he's so timid. Maybe I'll talk like this, a little shrinking violet voice. Well, okay, but y'all, he's he's just, first of all, he's quite the looker. And anyway, but just a nice young man. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I met this person here in Charleston. I guess it was over the summer, was it? I don't remember when it was, but y'all, he's best known as the better half of Alex Lefevre. Y'all, it's Brandon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Brandon. We do, and just talk about quite a looker. Big Fatty, y'all, just as nice a man, and he was down in Charleston on a work trip and took Big Fatty to dinner, and we went to the Dudley Do Rights for a can-can. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, back in the old days. And just lovely. And y'all then, y'all, someone who used to be on the Stinky Orangutans, well, Big Fatty, that doesn't narrow it down at all. No, because, you know, they go through co-hosts like Cow's Milk goes through Mr. Cackle. Big Fatty, y'all, it's Waylon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Waylon. He's married to that colored boy. It's true. James LeRoy. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, the founder, one of the founders of Pride 48, used to do the Dubious Intentions, now does the Aristocrafts shows, and y'all, he's been on Survivors Ready here lately. Y'all, it's Daniel Bieber. So y'all, if you see Secretly Timid John, Brandon, or Waylon, or Daniel Bieber, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and some key.
Happy birthday to you.
Bumpity bumpity during a social distancing. Well, needless to say, I have a feeling there'll be some happy music. Yes, be ready. y'all, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, I had my supper. What did I have? I had another one of those Caesar Solid kits, and y'all had the last of those chicken wings. I put them in the toaster oven to crisp them up a little bit, and y'all, it was quite good. And then I was watching the TV machine, watched the news and everything, and y'all, I couldn't decide if I was going to go to the Von's East you know, on Wednesday or not, and I had kind of decided not, and y'all, then I decided, you know, I finished up all of my solid, maybe, and I know they're closing at 8 p.m. in the evening, so y'all, about 7 p.m. in the evening, I went to the Von's East. Yes, be ready. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, as I was getting ready to check out, I looked over on the side, and they had a little table there of clearance items. And y'all, they had some shamrock-shaped cookeries with green sugar on it. And they were half price. So I said, you know what? I think I'm going to get me some of those just as a little treat. Well, y'all, I'm going through the line, and they rang up at full price, and the girl goes, Oh, Larry. The manager, he says, oh, these are not ringing up correctly. And y'all, he came over, and went to put the correct price in. And I said, this is the Von's East Promise. And y'all, the Von's East Promise is that if it doesn't ring up correctly, you get the item for free. So y'all, I got the cookies for free. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. y'all, I picked up some Rice Krispies. I'm going to make me some cheese cookies. Y'all, they had the The bag solids, three for $10. Y'all, I got a couple of the Paya Gorgonzola. I hadn't had those in a while. And another one of the Caesar Chop Solid Kits. Y'all, I had a coupon for this company that makes organic ham. It's not organic. Well, it's the pigs are fed organically, I guess. And it was chopped up into pieces and all like that. But I had a coupon for it, so I got that. y'all, I picked up three bags of the cauliflower and the chicken flavored cauliflower with the red peppers and carrots in it. I got some croutons for my solids. Y'all, I picked up another bag of that dried ginger. Y'all, I got some post honey bunches of oats. Big Fatty, is that like post toasties? No. they were buy one, get one free. I got one of those. I got a box of Cheez-Its. Extra toasty. They were on sale and I had a coupon. Got some more of those tangerine, freeze-dried tangerines along with the ginger. Y'all got some American Singles cheese. And y'all, then I got, what is that, mash? Oh, y'all, I got one of the California pizza pies with the cauliflower crust. They were on sale, buy one, get one free. Spent $44.82, but I saved $18.70, and you ran out of music, Big Fatty. Oh, well, flop happens, Big Fatty. While I was in, because I went to the Von's East, I did not do my evening nipple walk, but I did enough walking in the Von's East, to get me above my 12,000 steps. Didn't get up to 14,000, but, anyway, got up to 12,000. Y'all slept pretty well on, hump day night. Watched a couple of things on the TV machine, and y'all, then I got up. Y'all, it turned chilly. The willy was chilly. Big Fatty Vulgar. When I got up Thursday morning, y'all, I had my coffee, and y'all, I took some of that cubed ham and cooked it with scrambled eggs. My mother used to do that, called it ham egg, and had that in an English muffin. And y'all, then I did my morning nipple walk. It was just lovely outside, and came back and got my shower and everything. And y'all, I just laid down in the live chamber, and y'all, I swear I was, you know, they have these these little burst storms and things like that. Y'all, I was having burst napping. Y'all, I felt I would fall asleep and then I'd wake up, and y'all, I couldn't tell if I had been asleep for 30 seconds or 30 minutes or 3 hours. And y'all, it was usually just a couple of minutes. And I did that 3 or 4 times. I just thought, oh, this is just lovely. And then I got up, and now I'm recording a little show. Yes, be pretty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. Scotty, your Aussie butler, and so exciting to hear that you bought an Apple Watch.
Big Fatty, hadn't we already played this one? This one sounds awfully familiar.
Well, into the
I can't remember if I played it or if I started to play it and I didn't. But Big Fatty, I think we all know the answer to that question, whether you played it or not.
Forget all our cares, so go Hello, Big Fatty. This is Peter Potamus, Epilui, etc. I just wanted to call and let you know that you need to update the marking calendar because my husband, Eric, is actually a neat baby. So that's not a so-so question, but that ship has already sailed from the station. So otherwise, I hope you are having a good weekend. We are having a fun Leap Day birthday celebration for Eric because it's one of his actual ones. And otherwise, I hope you're having a nice day and a good weekend. I know it hits you different because you're retired, but I definitely needed it. So, all right. Thanks so much for doing the show. Hope you are going to have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Epilui and Peter Potamus. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I have indeed updated the mock and calendar. Big Fatty, didn't we do this one also? I don't know if, you really are going downtown. Anyway, I probably talked about it. Oh, Big Fatty, we've received a message from Veda. He's alive. Okay. So, speaking of Veda, but anyway, I've updated the marking calendar, and Eric, happy belated a celebration of exiting the birth canal. In fact, it'll be a month on Sunday since then. Y'all, speaking of Veda.
Troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Y'all, Veda has been checking on me each day with the FaceTime, and y'all, on a hump day, FaceTime with me, and he had asked me if I had gotten something in the mail from the coal mine, and I said no, I have not. And he says, well, I thought I'd put myself on the mailing list so I would get it too, but I forgot. And anyway, and we talked, and y'all, he was having some surgery on his eye on Thursday, and so, you know, he's got some things on his mind. But y'all, later in the afternoon, I get a testimonium from him going, oh, I forgot to ask you, did you get such and such from the coal mine? I said, no, I told you that earlier this morning. He goes, oh, well, I must just not have been listening to anything you say. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all got hit up on the Grin Doctor by one of the semi-regular gentlemen callers. Oh, Big Fatty, can I come over? I said, no. Big Fatty, you're going to help me up off the floor. I said, no, I'm under an abundance of caution. I'm not receiving a gentleman callers. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba, and y'all, that's one of his old shows called Wow, and Daniel and his co-host, how would you describe today's little show?
There's an elder gentleman who does a podcast.
Nobody listens to that show.
Other than go downtown, what the hell else have you got to do, huh?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.